29 minutes past 7 o'clock. Excuse me. Pardonnez-moi. The frogs. It is a wonderful Wednesday morning. I mentioned already some food-related item from down the way here. It is Wednesday, and we enjoy a sweet treat on a Wednesday. But I tell you, I've got a real sweet treat in the studio right now in the form of the Waffle Society. Ho, ho, ho. What is a waffle? I mean, this is a South African concept that is takes me back to years and years ago. Years and years ago, when there were hardly any things, you know, any specialist outlets and things. The Wimpy Bar in the OK Bazaars used to specialize in waffles. Now, how's that for a memory? Wow, and they were magnificent. As a little kid, there was nothing finer. But those were rubbish compared to the waffles that the Waffle Society produces. And I'm very happy to introduce you to Claire Sykes and Claudine Shafley, both from the Waffle Society, looking every inch the professionals in their smart red livery. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
And welcome to the morning show. And welcome to the North Coast, because you're creating a waffle emporium of note. Tell us about that. What is the waffle story?
So the Waffle Society was born about a month ago now. 6 weeks ago was when we launched. Born from a love of waffles and an awareness that South Africans love a sweet treat and love waffles. But there's a real international kind of vibe at the moment for new age, shall we call them, waffles. So quite far removed from your wimpy days.
Oh, no. You've ruined my morning.
Sorry. Ruined your memories.
You mean you're putting pineapple on pizza kind of thing?
Yeah, not quite that. No. Not quite that.
You're not ruining the concept that
much. No, we're not ruining the concept at all. We're moving it forwards.
Yeah, I think we're elevating the waffle game.
Okay, so I was fascinated to read about the handcrafted waffle creations that you're producing. Firstly, and most importantly, where are you? Where are you based?
So at the moment, we are popping up at the Orange Tree in Umhlanga. We don't have a permanent location. So at the moment, the Waffle Society is a pop-up. So it's
okay.
At the Orange Tree in Umhlanga every Saturday only at the moment.
And if one wants to do a waffle thing, a party or an event, are you available for hire?
We can certainly be available for hire, yes.
Yes.
And do you make yourself pop up in other places?
Yes. That is the plan going forwards, but you'll have to follow us on social media to find out where we're popping up next. But there are some new venues in the pipeline.
So exciting stuff. So stay close to this chat and we'll give you the details shortly. Let's maybe just talk a little bit about what makes a waffle different from a gewone, ordinary old, you know, pancake with holes in it, or, you know.
Well, I think for us, waffles really is something so special and so different. And with Claire being this amazing foodie and the team that we've got, we really try to look at how can we elevate that waffle. So we've got waffles stuffed with cheese and corn and coriander and just amazing fillings. And I think also in this day and age, people want something that is Instagrammable, they want something fun, they want something different.
I love that. Instagrammable. You know, back in the day, it was all about taste. Now it's all about the look. Oh, how do I look eating this?
No,
look at me eating this.
Definitely about both. There's no point looking pretty if you don't taste good.
Exactly. What I was really trying to get to is what is a waffle? I mean, I know what you're talking about in terms of the expanded thing, but the actual essence of the waffle.
But it's actually not a pancake at all. It's not the same mix as a pancake. So let's start back from the basics. You can't just go putting pancake batter in a waffle machine and make a waffle. That would be a panoffle? I don't know. We're going to make up a new thing. A waffle batter is different to a pancake batter. It's thicker for a start. But there's also two different types of waffles. So the waffles we make are Belgian waffles, which are nice and fat. So we have a special machine that's deeper than your average waffle machine. So if you buy a waffle machine to have at home, for example, you're going to end up with quite a thin little waffle. The Belgian waffle machine has much deeper grooves, so you end up with much deeper pockets. So you know the little holes you get in waffles, those are little pockets. And those deeper pockets mean more flavor because they hold. So when you pour the syrup on, you get little pools in all these pockets.
Okay.
And because they're fat, as Corinne was saying, we can play with what we put inside the batter. So now we're not just putting ordinary waffle batter in. We're adding, as she said, in the savory waffles, some of them have stuffed with cheese, some of them have got coriander and sweet corn, some of them have got chili and raisins inside. And then in the sweet version, not just some sugar added in, they've got, some of them have got chocolate chips, some of them have got cacao powder to make a chocolate waffle. So our Death by Chocolate is actually a chocolate waffle base before we pile all the other sweet stuff on top. So we're really elevating, as Corinne said, the waffle. Because if you eat a normal waffle, once you've eaten the toppings, the waffle actually doesn't really taste it very much. So we wanted to make sure that every bite has got a real flavor explosion.
Where did your passion for waffles begin? Where does it come from?
So there's, as I said, there's a big kind of international waffle vibe going on at the moment. And there's some great places in the UK. You might hear that I'm originally from the UK. So I take a lot of my inspiration still from the UK. And there's just interesting things happening with waffles. I think most people will be familiar with like a fried chicken on a waffle, because that's a kind of American staple, let's just say, that's been around for a long time. So I think if people think savory and waffle, which most people still think sweet and waffle, but I think if you think savory, most people could probably think of, maybe they've seen it in the movies, like fried chicken piled on a waffle with syrup. And, you know, the Americans love to mix that sweet and savory. And in the UK, people are doing interesting things with spiced meats and even like fried prawns, and then taking the waffle concept further and making tacos and making nachos from the waffles, which is things that we're going to be introducing when we launch our Society Nights, which Claudine's going to just mention to you now.
So it expands into an event more than just the taste.
Yes, no, definitely. So obviously the brand of the Waffle Society is that, and we've always said, when somebody comes to the Waffle Society, you've originally joined the inner circle, because also our waffles are round. So you've joined the inner circle, you're part of that society. And to elevate that waffle game, we've decided to launch something called Society Nights, where we take that traditional waffle away from being a daytime or a breakfast or a brunch waffle and really take it into the evening. So it's going to be called Waffles After Dark. And it will be, we actually mentioned it the other day, we said we're going to trademark the name Waffle Pays. So it's not a canapé, it's a waffle pay.
Wow. Okay. And so this is going to be, I suppose, the inaugural event will be by invitation only. How does one crack an invitation?
Oh, well, you're going to have to keep an eye on our socials to find out.
Oh, okay. So it's all very, very mysterious. I like that. It's the people love secret society. But the concept of the waffle being a sweet or a savory, it's curious, because we were talking about pancakes, which clearly are not waffles, but often a pancake has a sweetness in the mix. Mm-hmm. So the batter tastes fairly sweet, and you can eat it without anything, and it's still quite sweet. I presume your waffles are neutral, because if you're not going to make a sweet waffle and then add a savory topping.
No, way. That would not be so tasty. So yeah, we do have two, we actually have two separate batters. So we have our sweet batter. We add a small amount of sugar into the sweet batter, so we don't add very much. Some people don't add sugar into their sweet waffle base. We did a lot of experimentation and a lot of tasting. And for us, without any sugar at all, it really tastes of nothing. So the sugar, you know, when you add salt, when you cook something savory, yeah, it brings out the flavors of the other ingredients you've put in. So it plays an important role. And sugar does the same in a sweet format. So you don't need to add a lot, but just by adding a little bit, it really elevates the other flavors. So you get more of the vanilla flavor from the vanilla essence that we use. More of that comes through if you add a little bit of sugar. So it's not that it's really sweet, but we don't use that batter because it's got enough sweetness, and it's also got the vanilla flavor that you wouldn't want necessarily in the savory.
Right.
And then we have a savory batter, which has some savory seasonings in. So we've got a mix of herbs and flavors and a little bit of salt that goes into the savory one before we add the stuffings.
I can understand. A bit like the Italian cannelloni, which is like a pancake, but it's not sweet. Okay, now I gotcha. I can understand. I'm excited. Brilliant. So you got to watch the socials. Now, what socials are you particularly active on?
So we are on Instagram. We have recently launched our TikTok, and also on Facebook. But majority of our information comes on Instagram, and our handle is The Waffle Society. I'll tell you now.
The Waffle Society.
The Waffle Society, all yes.
One word.
All one word, the Waffle Society.
Okay, well, I don't think you're going to get confused there. There can't be too many of them.
No, I don't think so.
So, yeah, hop over to our socials. Follow us on there. The next pop-up will be announced on there. And then our very first Society Nights information will also be on there and how you can get a ticket. Next week, we're running a competition as well for Women's Month. So keep your eye there for ways to enter and win the chance to come for a waffle date with three of your besties.
Yes.
Wow. So things are happening in the world of waffles on the North Coast. The Waffle Society. Wow. My very special guests, Claire and Claudine, will be up on podcast very shortly. So if you haven't been able to write down the handle for the social media or you want the information but you are afraid you're going to lose it because you haven't written down information, don't worry, you can pick it up as a podcast after the fact. It's available on our website under The Morning Show or on our special dedicated apps under The Morning Show. There'll be a photograph of the ladies and you'll be able to then listen back to this conversation at will and you can share the love. Thank you for joining me on The Morning Show. And
thank you for having us.
Much strength to your waffle power.
We'll see you for waffles soon.
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it hugely. The Waffle Society. The Morning Show continues.